Critical Pathways for Collective Transformation by the Wisdom Collective by Joni Carley, Jude Kuravan, Olaf Elwin, Tezekiah Gabriel, Audrey Kitagawa, Merle Lefkoff, Youssef Mahmoud, Daoud Terenhike, on behalf of the Wisdom Collective. What is missing in the work of transformation? The call for transformation is rising across diplomacy, civil society, and global governance. Yet the institutions tasked with shaping our future, including the United Nations and its surrounding NGOs, are often constrained by the very paradigm they seek to change. The prevailing mythology of separation, embedded in Western thought and its adversarial systems, has defined our sense of what is realistic. This perceived realism obscures greater possibilities. True transformation requires seeing beyond these inherited, limited perceptions. Our civilizational crisis is, at its core, a crisis of consciousness. What is needed is a deep reorientation from a worldview of separation to one grounded in our inherent interdependence. Time to ask deeper questions. What would a world healed from separation look like, and whose vision of healing would this reflect? What myths and mental models, especially those embedded in our own privileged ways of knowing, must we let go of and grieve? How do we cultivate a felt sense of unity expressed in diversity as a basis for action while remaining accountable to those who have suffered under the systems we seek to transform? How do we build institutions that embody interdependence rather than just managing the consequences of separation? What seeds of renewal are already visible in historically marginalized communities? How can we nurture, rather than appropriate, their flourishing? The myth of separation and the architecture of institutions. Our global institutions are often architectural embodiments of separation. Their operational logics, funding mechanisms, and bureaucratic silos perpetuate the very fragmentation they aim to heal. As the UN seeks internal transformation, it must address the consciousness from which these fragmented structures arise. Recognizing the unified nature of existence, as articulated by both modern science and ancient wisdom traditions, offers a new foundation for dialogue. However, we must be cautious. Claiming science confirms unity can be a form of epistemic violence if it subordinates other ways of knowing. A unitive story is not a single narrative imposed from above, but a polyphonic weaving of many stories, rooted in specific places and cultures. This reflects the ethic of Ubuntu. I am because we are. Not by extracting it from its context, but by honoring its source and remaining accountable to the communities from whom we learn. Consciousness as a domain of work. Deep transformation requires addressing consciousness as a critical domain of work, not as an escape from material realities, but as the very field that shapes how we perceive problems and relate to one another. And so we also ask, whose consciousness, cultivated through which practices, and for whose benefit? The call to inner work must be paired with a rigorous commitment to structural accountability. Inner work without outer work risks retreats from engaging with systemic problems. Outer work without inner work risks reproducing the same fragmented consciousness that created our metacrises. Cultivating unitive consciousness shifts our approach to uncertainty. It allows us to move from a mindset of solving crises to a greater reliance on emergent, creative possibilities. In a separation-based paradigm, slowing down in the face of urgency is seen as retreat. But true urgency demands depth, not haste. As the African proverb reminds us, when the times are urgent, let us slow down. Language and the architecture of thought. Language both expresses and shapes consciousness. Its structure, its subjects and objects, its binaries, reflects the myth of separation. To attend to transformation, we must attend to language itself, evolving the consciousness from which our words emerge. The dominance of English is not neutral. English excels at abstraction and categorization, making it a powerful tool for a paradigm of control. It is less equipped to express the relational ontologies and land-based knowledge inherent in other languages. When English crowds out other languages, it crowds out entire worlds of meaning. If our language cannot describe what is happening, we lose touch with that aspect of reality. Transformation requires actively seeking words from diverse cultures to break the cognitive hegemony of English. It means recognizing that our own lexicon, unitive consciousness, metamorphosis, may be viewed as abstract and potentially exclusive. Transcending our linguistic limits requires ongoing self-inquiry and attunement to the living whole, as well as recognition of our own positionality. From metacrisis to metamorphosis. The metacrisis, ecological collapse, social fragmentation, is not just a set of problems. It is a reflection of dysfunctional norms. Since norms shape perception, our very modes of seeing must transform. Metacrisis calls for metamorphosis, an evolution of consciousness that enables a paradigmatic shift. This means co-creating living prototypes that embody unitive principles in governance, economics, and culture. Prototypes that emerge from specific communities, not from abstract designs. A note on metaphor: the caterpillar's metamorphosis into a butterfly is evocative, but it is not destiny. The nutrient soup of the chrysalis offers no guarantee of emergence. Human transformation requires conscious agency and collective work. The butterfly is a possibility, not a promise. We must choose it, again and again. On interdependence and the naturalistic fallacy. The fact of interdependence, supported by ecology and quantum physics, describes how things are. It does not, by itself, dictate how we should organize society. Competition is also observable in nature. The leap from descriptive fact to prescriptive norm is not automatic. What interdependence offers is a new starting point for negotiation. It asks us, given that our actions ripple through interconnected systems, how shall we choose to live? And how do we need to govern ourselves in order to live that way? This is an ongoing conversation, one that must include voices from all positions, especially those historically silenced. Unity is not the erasure of difference, but the capacity to hold difference as creative tension and to value and celebrate diversity within our shared existence. The ground we stand on, positionality and epistemic liberation. If transformation requires a shift in consciousness, it also requires a shift in whose consciousness is centered and whose knowledge is valued. This is the work of epistemic liberation. Epistemic liberation requires unlearning. It means letting go of deeply rooted individualist and human-centric worldviews. It demands we become aware of our own acculturation to dominant systems, and how, through our entrenchment in them, we may unwittingly reproduce harmful patterns. This process involves becoming comfortable with a state of not knowing. For it is in this liminal space between knowing and not knowing that wisdom resides. A critical examination of unitive consciousness. We propose that unitive consciousness is a pathway for collective transformation. It is not a fixed state, but an orientation. A way of perceiving that recognizes interconnection while honoring differentiation. It is both and, unity and diversity, sovereignty and interdependence. But this formulation remains abstract. How do we distinguish genuine, unitive insight from cognitive bias, wishful thinking, or accountability bypassing? How do we best engage with the discomfort of hard realities like privilege, historical trauma, and structural violence? How can policy support the difficult work of accountability, inner healing, and outer transformations? For many in the Global South, universalizing claims about unity can sound like a new form of epistemic dominance that devalues specific historical struggles, requiring targeted, not just unitive responses. Unitive consciousness, when invoked without attention to positionality, becomes a way of sidestepping colonialism's legacy. It therefore behooves us to carry this work forward, not with abstract humility, but with concrete accountability, the hallmark of wisdom. The paradox of artificial intelligence. The relationship between AI and unitive consciousness is deeply paradoxical. AI is the ultimate artifact of the separation-based, data-centric epistemology we critique. It emerges from systems of extraction and control. Yet it also offers potential tools for perceiving patterns of interconnection too complex for the human mind. It is time to ask, whose knowledge trains these systems? Whose languages are included? AI risks propagating a hegemonic monoculture. It can only serve transformation if it is developed and governed through principles of radical transparency and equity. The question is not whether AI can serve transformation, but whether we can transform the conditions under which it is created to enable it to do so. The way forward. A paradigmatic shift is like the shifting of Earth's magnetic north, requires reorienting ourselves to a new zero point. Our old north was rooted in false assumptions of separation. We are now imagining a new orientation aligned with the reality of our interconnection. This requires new compass points, new operating systems, and new ways of navigating these in-between times. The compass must be held by many hands, and the map drawn from many perspectives. The process is emergent, not destined. The future depends not only on what we can fix, but on what we can imagine together. As we resituate our lives onto foundations that honor both unity and diversity, we realize we are not separate from the whole, but expressions of it, each unique, each valuable, each accountable, and all belonging to the whole.